This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English we speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei and joining me today is Rob.
Hello everybody. Feifei, are you okay? You don't sound as cheerful as normal.
Oh, I feel terrible today. I've got a headache. I feel really tired. I think I'm developing flu. I'm going to take these paracetamol tablets.
Hold on, Feifei. Are you sure you're getting flu? This hasn't got anything to do with that job promotion that you didn't get.
Of course not. Well, maybe a little.
I know you wanted that promotion so much, but Daisy got it instead, didn't she?
Exactly. And I've been working here much longer than her, and I have loads more experience. It's so unfair.
I know. It's a bitter pill to swallow.
Thanks for the advice, but even if these tablets or pills are bitter, they'll make me feel better. Now, can you show me some more sympathy about my promotion, please?
I was trying to, Feifei. When I said it's a bitter pill to swallow, I really meant it's a situation that's unpleasant and difficult to accept.
OK, I see. You're saying I'm finding Daisy's promotion hard to accept.
Yes, it's tough, Feifei, but that's the way things are. Let's hear some more examples of this phrase in action.
When John found out about his wife's affair with his best friend, it was a bitter pill to swallow.
It was a bitter pill to swallow, knowing that my older sister finished the race quicker than me.
My friend has booked the same flight as me for half the price. It's a bitter pill to swallow.
So a bitter pill to swallow means I don't like what's happened, but I'll have to accept it. I like the phrase, but it doesn't make me feel any better.
You'll just have to swallow the decision, Feifei. Daisy's going to be your boss from now on.
Oh, dear. I think my flu might be getting worse now. I'm definitely going to take these paracetamol now. Yuck, that really was bitter.
I think two tablets are enough for now, Feifei. Maybe you should take tomorrow off work.
What a great idea, Rob. See you later.
Bye.
The English we speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.